Israel will not be bombing Lebanon any longer. They are prohibited from doing so by the United States of America. Enough is enough. America's greatest ally just got put on a report. Let me repeat that. And Tel Aviv Levin and you entire, and Benji Shapiro, the entire Israel First crowd, the commander-in-chief of the United States military had to go on a social media platform to tell the world that we're not playing games anymore with the America's greatest ally. This deal is in, and I'm quoting the commander-in-chief, this deal is in no way subject to Lebanon either, but the USA will separately work with Lebanon and deal with the Hezbollah situation in an appropriate manner. Israel will not be bombing Lebanon any longer. They are prohibited from doing so by the United States of America. Enough is enough. I don't know what could be more humiliating, because in this entire war, the instigators of additional action that have dragged us in deeper and deeper and deeper has been Bibi Netanyahu and America's greatest ally. This is finally President Trump putting a stop to it in front of the world, ordering them, because they've done it behind the scenes before. And guess what? Israel didn't pay attention. They're going to do what they're going to do. Well, you ain't going to do it any longer. You're going to do it. You're going to do it on your own nickel, and you're going to do it at your own risk. This could be, if properly executed by the United States military and the United States government, could be a landmark moment. And, of course, Tel Aviv Levin and Benji Shapiro and all their acolytes and Miriam Adelson and everybody, they're all up in arms. They're all going to be over President Trump. He had to go out. Enough is enough. Take your number two pencil out and underline that. Enough is enough. Our magnificent military, 18-year-old, 19, 21-year-old kids, men and women, Hispanic, African-American, Asian, Americans, whites, have delivered this. And it's time to stop the games. The Middle East is a sideshow, and Israel is a sideshow to a sideshow, and it's time to stop the carnival. Finish this and do it like the American military just did it. He gave you a tool, what Scott Bessent's been talking about, ultimate economic warfare. You shut him down. Now let's make sure everybody gets to the table. Let's get this whole thing sorted. Let's not be writing big checks. And let's get our money out of here. I think President Trump finally had a belly full of this. President Trump, as I say, when he says, no more games, no games. So he just put Bibi on notice, no games. Got to tell you, couldn't be more humiliating. Everybody on the Israel First Project, all your pom-poms, nothing could be more humiliating than what the commander-in-chief was forced to do on his social media platform so all the world saw it at the same time he told you. Because they've said it behind the scenes and trying to be nice about it, trying to be accommodating, and you just won't listen. Whether it's bombing, whether it's the whole nonsense about how that we started this whole thing, or about bombing Tehran that night, the oil facilities, or about expanding the war into the Persian Gulf and allowed the Persians through asymmetric warfare to shift the center of gravity of battle after you attacked those gas fields against a standing order by the commander-in-chief. So now he's got to go globally and put it out to America's greatest ally. And Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz and that entire cabal in D.C., should be put on notice. We're not doing this anymore. You're not going to jeopardize the national security interests of our nation, and you're certainly not going to put our young men and women in harm's way, and that's exactly what you guys allowed to happen. And Lindsey Graham should pay for that. If the good folks in South Carolina really look at the facts here, Lindsey Graham will be turfed out.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.